Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phone calls in a couple minutes as we react to, just a ridiculous way that game ended last night for the Phillies. We got a big Flyers game. One tonight, we got the Sixers. If anyone is as interested as...
I'm all in.
Oh, you're all in more than the team is then, because they're not all in right now. And of course, Doug is back at the Novacare, so we'll get to all that. Right now, though, let's go out and talk to our guy Larry Anderson, who was there last night. We heard the sigh when we played the cut earlier when that pop-up fell. Larry, how you doing today?
I'm good. How about those Flyers, huh?
Well, you know what? We're all excited about them. At least we're all on the page, same
yeah,
page
Yeah, we're
there.
All on the same page there in L.A. Yeah.
I figured that's what you guys wanted to talk about.
Well, I'd like to, but we're all frustrated with the Phillies right now. L.A., look, we've seen a lot of tough losses over the years, but that one will go down as one of the – I mean, they invented a way to lose that game last night.
Yeah. I don't know if it's possible. How you, like, you know when you implode a building – and then it's done. Our bullpen imploded three times. How can that happen?
It's hard to do.
It is. And the pop-up, you talk about it, the one thing that nobody has ever said, and I absolutely love this kid, is Hector Neris. But I blame Hector as much as anybody, if not more. If you look at that play, the pop-up went up right over the mound. Mm-hmm. Hector comes off the mound. He's standing like on the edge of the mound in the grass, the dirt in the grass. And he's standing there just watching the ball. I'm like, you in that situation, you have something to do. You're supposed to take charge as the pitcher. You're the one that's directing traffic. The other guys are looking up at the ball. You've got to direct traffic, and you got to be. And if you have to, you're calling Reese. It's on the first base side, so I'd be standing there saying Reese. And if I see Segura coming over, I would tackle him. I'm serious. And that's. Those are things that you work on in sprint. Well, you used to work on in spring training, the fundamentals and that stuff. That's everything. All the fundamentals have gone by the wayside for all the analytics. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know. It's what's going on. Why can't we? Those things shouldn't happen. I know they do happen, but they shouldn't happen. But if you work on them, they generally don't happen. And it's. I don't know. It's just frustrating. There's a whole so many things went wrong last night. It's just I don't know. There's not words.
Well, Ricky Bogues sort of gave that same explanation when he talked about the pitcher being the quarterback there, sort of directing traffic as to who's going to call it off. So you're right. A lot of us on the outside, we're blaming either Reese or either Segura for not being definitive about it. But you're saying that's something that the pitcher could sort of be the traffic cop there and let everybody know who should be the one making the catch there.
Yeah, that's stuff that it's like the pitcher covering first on a ground ball to the right side.
Yeah.
Those things are ingrained in you. They're etched in your head. You can't – it's like almost impossible not to think about it. A ground ball hit to the right side, you head towards first. I mean, that's your first instinct. Because you've done it so many times in spring training and throughout the minor leagues. But I'm wondering if these things are, do they work on these things anymore? What's happened to fundamentals? I mean, and I learned that. I learned that, hey, if there's a pop-up over the mound, you're the director. You take charge. You keep a collision from happening, or you keep somebody from calling a ball that shouldn't be. That's your job. You have something to do every play. And again, I love Hector, but I think he got caught up in the just watching the ball and thinking, okay, he's probably frustrated, But there's something to do. You even if you're frustrated, you got to do something. You got to take control there. And I think that would have made all the difference in the world had he done that.
L.A., the other thing that, you know, you're taught at a young age and you always try to do is you play the moment, not just the play. And I thought 10th inning there with Roman Quinn in center field, that was a tough line drive sinking. Mm-hmm. And my first thought was, make sure that ball doesn't get past you. Knock it down. You might have a chance to gun the runner down at home because we know the runner starts in second base now. He tried to make a great play. We know what happened. The ball gets past him. What did you make of that play? It was hard hit, so it was it'd be a split-second decision. What did you think of what Roman tried to do there?
It's something that you have to be thinking ahead of. You have to be thinking ahead. You have to anticipate plays. You have to anticipate everything that could happen. And that's one thing I think that you need to anticipate. Anticipate a line drive. Am I going to come in? Am I going to dive for it? Now, he did the same thing a couple days ago in a game.
Yep.
And I made a comment about it. I said, you got to be very careful on that. You know, you back up. You got two outs. Back up. Give him the single. Keep you know, the force in play. Don't let him get into scoring position. But a couple nights ago, he actually knocked it down. You know, so it's, okay, well, if you're going to do that, you better make sure you knock it down. And in this situation, it's almost, I hate to say it, but you almost have to concede a run so you don't give them two runs. And it's, you know, but it you have to think about that ahead of time. You have to think about every possibility. What am I going to do? That play that Chase Utley made 10, 15, 12 years ago, whatever it was, when he went up the middle and you know, I thought he was going to throw to first and he couldn't. He throws to third and gets a guy picked off. I mean, that's anticipation. That's thinking about what can happen as the play's happening. It's going through your head. Those things, I think, have to be. It's a mental lapse, I think, because if you're not thinking about it ahead of time, then what are you thinking? You should be thinking it. You have to know those things. And I don't know. I mean, it's in his defense, it's a line drive. When a line drive is right at you, and an outfielder, that's the toughest one to gauge. You don't really have any depth perception, nothing to from behind or your appearance of what you're seeing. There's no perception there.
Right.
And so it's a tougher play. But you also have to know that, hey, if I dive, I mean, he wasn't real close to catching that ball.
No.
I don't think.
No.
So in that, if you're diving, it's like, wait, I can't dive. I got to throw my body in front of it. You know, if you got to put your glove over your face just to try and block it with your body, so be it. But you can't let that ball get by you.
Yeah, it's a shame that you had those couple of defensive plays sort of play such a huge role in the outcome of the game and how they lost this game. Had they lost in some other fashion, it certainly would have been disappointing. But right. I think we would at least came away from the game, L.A., talking about the clutch hitting last night, the big home run from Bryce Harper last night. Those are things that – as a Phillies fan, you want to have those positives to pull out of the game, but those defensive plays sort of overshadow the offensive seemingly coming around for two straight games now.
Yeah, and the resiliency, I mean, going out there and getting the lead and giving it up and then getting the lead and giving it up and then getting the lead or battling back to tie it up. But, you know, they were tremendous at that, and it's a shame of it is that that's not even talked about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, very little, like you just mentioned it, but it's not – it's not the focus of what we're talking about today, and it should be. It should be, look at what this offense did. Look what they're capable of doing. You know, for the team, it's got to be a sense of, hey, there's nothing we can't come back from. But then when you keep coming back and you keep giving it up, they won't say it as a person publicly. Mm-hmm. I can guarantee it's frustrating to every one of those players. But, man, we gotta hold them down here. It's like Harper said, it's about wins. It's about winning the game, and we have to do that. You have to win games in a short season. You can't have lapses like this mentally, and mistakes being made in a short season. It could cost you. Now, granted, everybody makes the playoffs this year.
Feels so, like that.
You know, I mean, which I don't want to get started on that, but it is. It's a short season, so even though you know more than half the teams are going to make the playoffs, you still got to get there, and if you know, nobody's really running away with things right now. So there's a chance, but if you keep losing games like this, you're going to see yourself on the outside looking in.
L.A., Larry Anderson joining us here as we talk some Phils after just a debacle of a loss last night. L.A., the offense does deserve credit, and they were resilient, and a lot of guys are really hitting well right now, from Didi to Bryce to JT, obviously Phil Gosselin, Jay Bruce again. Obviously those guys are going to slow down, L.A. We know that. Guys go hot, and they go cold a little bit, and when that happens, other guys will need to step up. We've talked a lot about Reese the first couple weeks of the season, but the other guy that we've kind of started talking about more the last couple days, Scott Kingery, Larry, he looks lost right now. At least Reese, and I want to see more of him, but at least I know he's going to get on base maybe once, twice a game. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Scott's doing up there right now, but he just looks totally uncomfortable in the box. What are you seeing?
Deer in headlights? Mm. I guess. I mean, that's what it looks like. His swing doesn't look like it used to look. He used to drive balls in the gaps. I mean, this in the minor leagues, through the minor leagues, and everybody, and I even made the comment, and I'm questioning if I maybe was wrong, but I said this kid, when he gets up here, he's going to make people not forget about Chase Utley, but he's going to remind people of Chase Utley by the way he plays, the way he does things right. His defense is outstanding, but better than Chase's. I mean, this kid's, he's got a chance to be a gold glover defensively, but all of a sudden, I don't know if the new hitting, if the dynamics of the
new hitting coach, new philosophy.
Something changed there, and it's a point of, it looks like he's almost like he's swinging at the sun. His swing is so, I mean, there's no level path through the zone to me, and believe me, I don't know much about hitting, but to see him swinging like that, and this, it just doesn't even look normal, and he looks baffled, like, how could I miss that? And something's happening. I don't know what it is, but, I mean, to see how good this guy was and to see where he is now, like, somebody messed him up. That you don't just stop hitting when you've been hitting throughout your life, through your career, through the minor leagues. I don't see it. So he needs to figure it out. That's for sure. And it's, you know, and like, you know, from playing it.
Yeah.
When you start losing a little confidence in yourself, that's a tough battle. That's a tough hole to crawl out of.
Yeah, because you almost, in part, you're saying to yourself, I can figure out how to get it out. And some of you don't want to ask for help. But you go through the mental gymnastics of trying to get into a comfort zone. You don't know how long that's going to take before you finally arrive at that place where you say, I feel comfortable with the plate. I feel confident in this swing. More importantly, I got reliable habits I can lean on
right when
I need to be successful. That's the real thing. Like, you know, L.A., the longer you play, the more these sort of antidotes and habits that you've developed throughout your career, they become sort of what you can reach back and grab a hold of to when you are struggling with something.
Yeah.
You got these little things that you can go to pull you out of it.
It's your foundation.
Yes, that's what I was looking for, your foundation right there.
Yeah, and you have that to go back to. I don't think Scotty knows where his foundation, it's like he built it on the sand. He didn't build it on cement. It's you know, getting swished around, and now you get people, you know, you start thinking yourself, get in your own head. Now you got other people saying, well, try this, or, you know, somebody else said, well, it's your hands are doing this. You need to, and then you got so many things going through your mind. But like you said, he doesn't have that foundation that he had is gone.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows where to go back to, and that's the toughest part. And he's such a great kid. He's such a competitor that you keep thinking he's going to hit his way out of it, but it's been a while. And how long do you go with, you know, trying to hope he hits his way out of it? Because if he doesn't do it here, where's he going to go to Lehigh Valley and face the same pitcher over and over and over, or the same few pitchers and expect it's going to get better? I don't see that. So it's something that he's got to fight his way out of, but at what expense?
Yeah, and they need him. L.A., we appreciate you hopping on here. Hopefully, next time we chat, we have exciting things to talk about, and the Phils start turning this around. L.A., appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, brother.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
There he goes. Larry Anderson, who, that's, you know what? That's interesting, the Neris part of the pop-up last night.
Yeah, I heard Ricky Bowe say that
so
as well.
Two pitchers. Are putting a little blame on him. But you know what? That is, like he said, they're fundamentals. You work on that. And I know this was disjointed. Everything about this year is disjointed. But they did have a regular spring training.
Yeah.
They had a summer camp. Like, this is the kind of stuff that we were supposed to be past that. This rebuild was supposed to be over. Now we have an experienced manager, different coaching staff. We were supposed to be past all this, and I'm not seeing it. 215-592-9494. Are you disappointed in the job Joe Girardi's done so far? I am, because we were told we're getting a difference maker here. I see a lot of the same things. It's frustrating. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Sam is in Ardmore. Sam is on WIP. What's up, Sam?
What's up, Sam?
Guys, it is a pleasure to be talking to you. How are you today?
Good, Sam. What's up?
I'm doing well, brother. How you doing?
All right, so I'm a stat guy. I'm a math and chemistry guy, so I want to put some statistics in your head real quick, because I think Joe Girardi is actually doing everything he is supposed to be doing, and that the fault is on the players and not Girardi. Here's what I got for you. Right now, we are scoring 5.3 runs per game. That is the best since 2007, and it's the first time that we've had a run per game over five since 2009.
Yep, the offense has been good.
On top of that, you have four pitchers, starting pitchers, with ERAs under three over the first 12 games. In addition to that, you have two pitchers with K per nines over 10, so more than 10 strikeouts per nine.
Yep, very good.
In Nolan Arrieta. You have six pitchers in your bullpen right now with BABIPs, or batting average on balls in play, over 450. Just for perspective, anytime you see a BABIP over, I don't know, 330, you know something is immediately based on luck.
Yeah, so you're saying the bullpen's been more unlucky than terrible.
Yeah, this is a 30-inning sample size. Here's some fun with numbers. John Gray, over 30 innings, despite being an ace pitcher last year, has an ERA of 6.4.
Yeah, Sam, I hear you, and I appreciate the numbers, and I know I know they are. I know it's small, right? It's only 30 innings.
Sure.
I know this stuff can even out. But like, hold on a second. Let me throw one thing at you, and I agree with a lot of what you're saying. But like, if there's one thing the manager day to day can affect, it's really the bullpen, right? That's where his decisions come in. That's where he plays matchups. That's where he chooses who to go to. The lineup, yes, the manager could choose who goes in and platoons and all that. Starting pitching, manager doesn't have much to do with that. They're going to perform or they're not going to perform. Mm-hmm. The bullpen's the one area, and right now this bullpen, Sam, luck or not, it's been horrific.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
This is not to get the bullpen out of hot water. The bullpen, I mean, as much as we talk about sign JT, I'm all for the cut the entire bullpen, with the exception of maybe Hector Neris, who is really our best pitching prospect to come through our system outside of Aaron Nola since 2014. He's had, what, maybe one down year since he came up at 25 years old.
Yeah, Hector's a good pitcher. I mean, I'm not going to kill him last night for what he did. I mean, he's good. And, Sam, we appreciate it. Look, I don't think Joe is doing a terrible job with decision-making and the overall, he puts this guy second, third in the lineup. My problem is that we were supposed to see a different attitude from this team. We were supposed to see young guys get better. We were supposed to see the bullpen, you know, him to do well with it because that's what he did in New York.
Yeah.
None of the things Girardi was
supposed
known for.
To do, yeah.
Right. The offense, like Bryce Harper's going to hit or he's not going to hit. When Bryce slumped last year, I didn't blame Gabe. When Bryce went on a hot streak, I didn't say, wow, Gabe's doing a great job. Bryce is going to hit or he's not, right? That's what a star player does.
Well, you're basically saying that the way they lost last night and the way they've lost in some of these other games, this is what Girardi supposedly was brought in to prevent
to
from
change.
Happening. Yes.
To change the culture. To change all – like the thing on the mound last night.
And we've been talking about fundamentals for three or four straight years now.
Fundamentals, defense, and bullpen.
Right,
it's
been
the story for 3 years, and it's the same story.
It's true.
And I didn't expect Girardi to be a magician, but we were told – he could change things. He's a difference maker. I don't see a difference so far. That's frustrating. 215-592-9494. Chris in Pensauken. What's up, Chris?
What's up, boys?
What's up, Chris?
I got to tell you, man, I remember the days when they were trying, I got to laugh. They were trying to sell me on that kid that he's Chase Utley 2.0. Scotty Jetpack.
Oh, yeah. He loves that Scotty Jetpack.
No, and I kept saying, oh, there's just Chris, the grumpy old man.
He's not close,
saying about
Chris.
Reese. Hey, Ike, you know me. I'm straight up honest with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get in it, but I respect you. I'll tell you when I'm wrong, when I'm right. Ike, I told you about Hoskins a year and a half ago, man.
You did.
This guy's letting 50% strikes going right down the chute that your son or my son could hit. It is unbelievable. And their launch angles, I'll take with my other phone the video of my hitting punt on the back of my shop. I told this before, I've been doing this for 18 years. They're not uppercuts. They're launch angles, man. That bat's got to be lucky to find that ball. Mm. They're not even in the path of the object that's being swung to them. It's insane. You're watching it. Watch them on TV, both of them. Yeah. They're not in no hitting zone.
And those two were supposed to be the building blocks. Like, they were going to sign Bryce and whatnot and trade for JT, but the young building blocks were supposed to be Hoskins and Kingery, and neither looked like it.
Yeah, and at least Kingery's trying to look the part. Hoskins is going up there. He's white knuckle right through his gloves. He's watching pitches go right down the chute. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? I don't get it, but this is one thing I got to say. Joe Girardi, still not sure. I expected more of him, but it's early since we gave Gabe 2 years, and that was a year and a half too much. Mm. One thing I got to say about Joe, the hustle on the field is night and day compared to Gabe. They're all running out balls, or whether they make an errors or not,
yeah.
You don't see any laziness.
You're right.
At
yeah,
all.
Yeah, they're all running down
gotta,
to first base.
You got to start somewhere, right, Joe?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not Little League, but yes, you're right. You do have to start somewhere.
And here's a quick Eagles point.
So before you go on, it's just a $200 million roster, and we're starting with hustle. I mean, it's sad, but you're right, Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, my Legion organization growing up, we all practiced the same way, whether you're on the A team, B team, or whatever age group, 10 through 16 league, or 14 through 18 Legion ball, we all practiced the same way. We all did the same drills. We all did the same we all went to the same hitting coach, because if they pull you from another team, like the Dodgers been doing since 1972, you don't have to change anything up. You just plug and play.
Chris, what's your football
point? Getting to my football, because you know I love myself some Carson.
Yeah.
Joe, I just wanted to pick at you because I love you. Mahomes went from 40 touchdowns to 26 touchdowns and threw 4,000 yards last year. Did he regress?
Did Mahomes regress?
Yeah, he said he went from 50 touchdowns to 1 year.
You're telling everybody Carson regressed?
Well, Mahomes wasn't as good last year as he was in the year before, but he obviously went to the playoffs, and he was amazing in the playoffs.
And you still want Goff?
I still like Goff, yeah.
That's why I love you, Joe. You never give it up, man. You're just standing on
the Oh, no, he ain't going to give it up now. Yeah, you ain't got to worry about that. He's not giving it up.
Not giving it up.
Guess what he's going to give up? When Carson lights him up.
But I'll be happy if that happens. I win either way. Carson plays well, I'm happy. Carson doesn't play well, I say I was right.
When I was on hold, I just saw a clip of Undisputed, yes. And Mahomes' boy was on there, and I asked him about that play they threw down the field. He said, yeah, well, he runs a 4-1, so it was a little underthrown. But then we have Kelce crossing across the middle, and then we have Watkins cutting across. We have talent all over the field.
Ooh,
so
weapons everywhere.
Yeah, they got good weapons.
Who's Carson got? Joe, the camera? Running down the field on an out.
Come on now. Let's not go there. These guys are way better than DeCamber. Chris, you know that. You know that. Come on now. At least they have a uniform on. You see DeCamber said he was wearing a Flyers
Yes,
sweater.
I saw him today.
He's all fired up. He's ready. Up. He's ready for night.
He brought the cup. You see the cup.
I know. He made that. I saw. It's actually pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Like, if I tried to make a Stanley Cup from at home, I couldn't make it.
Yeah, I couldn't do what he did. Yeah. I don't even know what that's made. Other than the foil that I see on it, I don't know what's under
it. It looks
like a
mixing bowl up top, maybe?
For sure,
and a
mixing
stool
bowl.
On the bottom. Yeah, it's DeCamber. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. And I'm disappointed in the job Joe Girardi has done so far. We were sold that this is a difference-making manager. I don't see it. I see the same team as last year. Joe was supposed to make a difference. I haven't seen it so far. Your take on it. 215-592-9494. Are you disappointed in the job Girardi's done so far? On the other side, we got to get into some big news in the NFC East, and I believe a competitive disadvantage for the Eagles. It's frustrating. We'll talk about that coming up. This is Mark Cerise, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, UFC 252 is coming up on August 15th. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, right now, FanDuel Sportsbook has a special UFC 252 offer for all new users. Just sign up with my code Ike, and you'll get an exclusive 25-1 odds on Cormier versus Miocic to win their title fight at UFC 252. Now, that means you can pick either fighter to win, then bet just $5 for a chance to win $125. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet that you're looking for, then just lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. You ask why? It's simple, because it's the right thing to do. Damn it, give me my money back in 24 hours. Now, this week, I got a new wager for you. Place a pregame correct score wager on any Champions League soccer game. That's right. Place a pregame correct score wager on any Champions League soccer game, and if your bet loses, but your selected team still wins, you get a refund and site credit with a $50 max. Okay, let's try that again. So it's clear for you. Place a pregame correct score wager on any Champions League soccer game, and if your bet loses, but your selected team still wins, there it is. You get a refund and site credit with a max of $50. Remember, sign up FanDuel.com/Ike to claim your exclusive 25-1 odds on Cormier versus Miocic at UFC 252 to win their title fight on UFC 252. Again, that's FanDuel.com/Ike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.